This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and you can reach us via Skype from anywhere in the world if you would like to be part of the program. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be tackling two main topics and one kind of offshoot. Just to say a couple of words about it, maybe. I don't know where you stand on the Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman story, but Well, it's becoming to be a big story around the country. Many people have taken to the streets. Now, is it a crazy story? I guess it is. If you look at it, it depends on where you are standing. It's not about Trayvon and Zimmerman anymore. It's about us as people. It's about us and the issues that we line up behind. So I really don't think it's is it a race issue? I guess it is a race issue because that's how it's taken. It's not the debate is not a debate about the legal system in the United States. It's not the first time that somebody actually gets off, does not get indicted, and does not go to jail for killing. You know, like, for instance, O.J. Simpson, but we did not see I don't want to say riots because we have not had any riots yet, and I hope we will not. But if you look at it, it's very much except the roles are on the different sides of the fence. To me, was the verdict right? Well, I was not there with these women and who saw the evidence and decided based on the evidence. Now, in many cases, you have to understand that many guilty people get off in court because somebody made a mistake, somebody did not do their job right. You know, you have to understand the legal system in the United States to understand why Zimmerman got off. Because the evidence that were involved in court and the charges against him, that's what made the big difference. Sure, you know, did he kill him? Yeah, he did kill him. Should he have done some time in jail? Well, my personal opinion, probably he should. Because he killed a person and he could have avoided killing him. We'll continue with this when we come back, but then we will tackle the main issue. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Well, to close up on the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman issue is, we have a legal system in the United States, and the case went to court. He was found not guilty in a court of law, even though we all know he is guilty. Even the ones who are saying he's not, deep down inside, if you dig deep down inside, you will see that he is guilty, and we're just going to leave it at that. But we are going to accept the verdict because, you know something, the prosecutor did a lousy job. You know, I did not, and again, I did not see it, I did not sit there like some people day after day watching what happened, but I've listened to the prosecutor's closing remarks, and he said that Zimmerman, that he wanted to kill him, that he did not have to kill him, but he wanted to kill him. I don't think that he wanted to kill him. You know, you're not going to convince a jury that he wanted to kill him. Did he have to kill him? That's the question that we don't know, but apparently the jury found out that he had to kill him or otherwise his life was in danger. That's what it boils down to. that the defense was able to convince these six women, okay, six white women, if you want to go that far, they were able to convince them that he had to kill him defending himself. That's basically what it is. Anyway, let's jump on the story at hand. Well, it looks like some people in our Congress wants the United States to go to war. Of course, these people have been wanting the United States to actually engage militarily with Syria. They wanted to do this 2 years ago, like Joseph Lieberman and his friend John McCain and the Democratic Senator Carl Levin. They've been pushing for the United States to yet get into another war for Israel. Again, we stress for Israel. Now, when you see, and now they are trying to actually hijack, extort, and pressure the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Martin Dempsey, they are threatening his nomination for a second term unless he changes his stand on Syria. And a couple of days ago, Martin Dempsey said it is time that the United States gets involved in Syria militarily. Therefore, now we have our own congressman extorting decisions from our own chief of staff, Martin Dempsey, to pressure him to convince the president and convince probably his star generals around him that we need to go to war against Syria. Because now his job is in danger. His job is on the line. Did you understand what I just said? These senators are threatening Martin Dempsey that his nomination to the second term is going to be, I guess they're not going to push for his nomination, and he bent down to their pressure saying that it is time for the United States to actually get involved militarily. Now, who are these people working for? Are they working for the people of the United States? Are they working for the best interest of the United States? Or are they working for the best interest of Israel? You know, we want to know. We want to know, are our senators, are they Israeli senators in Washington? Are they working for Israel? Is the best interest of Israel, is their own best interest? They need to come out and say. Now, how can someone like John McCain, how can he do this? You know, you've seen him all over the place in Libya. You've seen him in Egypt. You've seen him in Syria. You've seen him sneaking in Syria and going and meeting with the Free Syrian Army. You've seen him pushing the United States to go to war against Syria, that it did not do us any harm. Just like Iraq. Just like Iraq, it did not do us any harm, but yet we went to war against Iraq, killed 1 million of them, displaced 4 million of them, sent the country back to the Stone Ages. For what? Did we, as the United States of America, did we benefit any out of that? Did Did we benefit any? Of course, no. We did not. We did not. You know, how long is it going to be? And then you have the media. They totally go, they support these people. How long are they going to get away with this? Let's go to the phones. We have Fred in Michigan on line one. Fred, welcome to the program.
Thank you. To answer your question about whom are the puppet master directors of Congress, there are some clues, my friend. There are some clues. One clue from Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's The Synagogue of Satan. He's a retired British intelligence officer and historian. 2006 APAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, they hold their annual convention in the District of Criminals. Over half of the entire United States Congress attends. Over half. It's also reported, and that's an annual conference, okay? So you get 60 to 70% of both houses of Congress attending the same convention once a year. That's pretty good. That's one clue. There's another clue. Some guy by the name of Dov Zakheim. Dov Zakheim, Dov, he's a rabbi. I would like someone to explain how a rabbi, a dual Israeli-American citizen who's a rabbi, is hired as the chief financial officer and comptroller of the Pentagon.
And yeah, then, and on top of that, there's $2 billion not accounted for.
$2.6 trillion. Not billion, trillion. From the Pentagon's budget under Rabbi Dov Zakheim's supervision, $2.6 trillion. And then, according to an independent comptroller accountant who audited the corporate welfare aid of American taxpayers to the satanic Talmudic serpent Semite Zionist government of Israel, as of 2004, a mere $2 trillion. Since aid began, you know, arriving on their land. So, some guy by the name of Stein, which is also recorded in this. This is out of the New York Times. They actually did a story on this in 05 or 06. Some guy by the name of Stein is hired by the Pentagon as the comptroller for the Coalition Provisional Authority, and he's placed in charge of $100 million for the reconstruction. I guess this is in Iraq. Despite his felony conviction for fraud in the 1990s.
Yeah.
So, well, and then Junior Luciferian Skull and Bones Bush Laden, this is also recorded in the Synagogue of Satan, somewhere around 05 or 04. Here it is. October 16th.
Fred, unfortunately, I appreciate the call. A lot of good information in there, but we're going to have to move on. You hear the music. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, let me give the phone number out. It is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you would like to be a part of the program. And, you know, we know, most of you listening to me, you know the problem we have as a country with the Zionists that are ruling and hijacking the government. And this latest thing with John McCain, and we know John McCain and Lieberman works hand in hand, and we know what Lieberman, where his heart is, and it's not in the United States. So the latest thing, you know, we're not telling you anything you don't know. And we're not trying to explain to you why he's doing it, because all of you know why he's doing it. We just wanted to let you know that John McCain and others are pressuring Martin Dempsey, the chief of staff, to go to war in Syria, and for him to start saying it's time the United States gets involved in Syria militarily. That is a message, basically, to the president. that we're ready to go to war. So let's find the political reason for us to get involved in that. Well, how did they pressure Martin Dempsey? Very simple. Martin Dempsey's second term is coming up, and he will be probably renominated, and he's going to have to go through confirmation in the Senate, and these senators are telling him that your nomination is on the line unless you do something. That's how these people work behind the scenes. Now, they're probably going to actually do something in Syria to convince you that the regime is using chemical weapons or doing something, or we need to go in and secure these chemical weapons, and we need to go in and take care of this guy, etc., etc. And it'll take them two weeks only, to convince you, the citizens of the United States, that that's what is good for you. And unfortunately, most of you will fall for it. Not most of you listening to me, but most of you Americans who are not listening to me. That's the problem. Most of you listening to us on this network are educated with how politics work in the United States. You're probably the most educated of them all. But unfortunately, that's the country we live in. Let's go to Alex in New York on line two. Alex, welcome to the program.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Can you hear me? Thank you, Hashem. Carl Levin, the senator that's just there for the benefit of Israel, basically. As well as Dianne Feinstein from California. Hello? Hello?
Actually, we probably have about 98 senators out of 100 that have sold their soul to the devil.
No, but I think, for now, John McCain, I think, basically likes wars and basically is just supporting this because he likes killing people. That's the reason why. He was a POW in Vietnam, so I guess he likes killing people, I guess. That's, in my opinion, why John McCain supports this, because he likes wars. That's
all right.
It.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thanks for the call. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they have John McCain. Now, most of the people who are doing this, I'm sorry to say this, but I have to say it. They are the ones pushing for this. They are the Jewish members of Congress. They put John McCain in the front. So you won't say, well, if it was Joseph Lieberman, they will say, well, he's an Israeli. Levin, well, he's Jewish. Feinstein, well, she's Jewish. Or that other girl in Florida, well, she's Jewish. But they are the ones around McCain, and they're basically pushing McCain to do it. So that's why you see McCain on the front lines. Because if you put somebody else besides McCain, see, McCain is not Jewish, might as well be. But that's why. Let's go to Jared in Louisiana on line one. Jared, welcome to the program.
Afternoon,
well, I'll tell you what, Jared,
I'll
tell you what, we're going to be taking a break here very soon, but stay with me until we come back from the break. I hate to, as soon as I went to you, they told me we only have like 20 seconds before this. But I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you are from my neck of the woods, actually, listening to me right here in Lafayette. So I appreciate that. But as soon as we come back from the break, we will definitely go to your call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our web address is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, and we're going back to the phones with Jared in Louisiana on line one. Jared.
Hey, salam alaikum, my brother.
Kum salam, thank you.
Hey, I was just wondering, you were talking about Trayvon Martin and all that, and you were kind of taking up for Trayvon Martin, but let me ask you, I didn't understand you correctly. But say you're on top of me, and I have a bayonet-sized knife in my pants, and I stab you through the neck into the head. That's not the better warriors winning that battle. I mean, people look at this kind of crazy. I think the better warrior won the better battle. Hey, you want to win a battle? Be a better warrior.
Yeah.
Don't be
yeah.
a thug. You know, we're from a warrior society here. People got to take this. You remember the old code of the West, the rattlesnake code? Don't come up on somebody from behind because you're going to die.
Right, right. No. Actually, I'm not taking sides with this one. I'm taking sides of the law.
Well, the law's correct. He had the right to defend himself.
Well, he was. Now, I don't know if he had the right to kill him. Everybody has the right to defend himself. Like I said, I was not in that courtroom, and I was not part of the jury.
Do you really think that it's because it was a gun that was used to defeat this guy That is the real thing. I mean, just the analogy that I just gave. If somebody was on top of me, I stabbed him through the throat with a freaking bayonet. Would that be different?
But, I mean, did he? Are you saying that Trayvon Martin had a bayonet in his throat?
No. I'm saying if Zimmerman had stabbed him through the throat with a bayonet, would that be different?
Well, okay. No. Of course it's not going to be different. It would be the same thing. It'll probably going to be even worse.
Well, then why couldn't he have the right to defend himself? The dude was on top of him. I said, better warrior. Look, Genghis Khan.
I understand that. But, you know, the point is he did not have to follow him to start with. That's number one. Number two, he was told not to follow him.
Dude should have been a better warrior.
Number three, but he chose that, though, Jared. You know,
warriors
to me,
choose to fight. If you're not a warrior, run away.
Well, yeah, but why?
If you're a thug and you're not a warrior, run away,
now,
or you're going to die.
And let me ask you this, Jared.
Dude, I was on Iraq. You know, when we fought...
Jared, if you were walking through that neighborhood, you, do you think Zimmerman would have followed you?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so.
So you think he, if he would have seen
No, seriously, I'm only like 5'5". One something? Probably wouldn't have followed me.
But if he would have seen you walking through that neighborhood, do you think he would have followed you?
No, probably not.
Probably not. That's the question.
But that doesn't matter. I'm not 6'5",
or whatever,
matter. Anything like that, dude.
he took that guy, okay, regardless of what happened.
And I'm a warrior. When he just saw me and I looked at him one time and he left.
Okay.
I'm not a thug.
Yeah, but listen, I'm with the law. I think those people saw in that courtroom what convinced them that he did it in self-defense. Do I personally agree with that? No. If you kill somebody, you gotta pay for it. Especially if you're the one that instigated and you're the one that followed him. Gotta run, Jared. Good call. Appreciate it. But no, I'm not on anybody's side. My personal feeling is that Zimmerman should have paid for it. But at the same time, my intellectual feeling tells me that the jury did not see, or the jury was convinced that he actually did it in self-defense. And that's what it boils down to. The prosecutor did a lousy job. That's number one. Number two, we cannot forget that we live in a country that race still plays a big part of our decisions. Just like I asked Jared if he was walking through that neighborhood, if Zimmerman would have followed him, and he said no. So therefore, the answer is he followed him because of who he is, and that's the bigger question. Shall we stereotype people? Shall we, if we see a black man through a neighborhood, shall we assume that he is up to no good? If we see an Arab student carrying a rice pot from one apartment to another apartment, as it happened to a Saudi Arabian student, they called the FBI for him because he lives in an apartment where I guess there's a bunch of them live in that same complex. And he cooks a meal, a rice dish, carries it in a pot and in a cooker and in a pressure cooker, and he takes it to the other apartment. So they called the FBI, and the FBI came, got him, interviewed him, did this, did that, debriefed him, and then they found out that he just had a rice dish in there. Shall we be stereotyping? No. I don't think so. But anyway, I'm standing on the side of the law, even my personal feeling on the system. I think the system worked, but my personal feeling that he should have paid for it. But that's another story. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina on line two. Mark. Mike.
Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Hey. You brought up some interesting facts about McCain, about how he was put out in front, surrounded by other members of the Kosher Rat Pack. This is how they do it. I don't think you're aware of it, but McCain's also Jewish too. And
I'm not aware that McCain is Jewish because his father was not Jewish. How is he Jewish?
Well, how do you, because his mother was Jewish.
Mm.
You never get Jewish. This is how they hide it. It's from the mother's side, not the father's side.
Well, yeah, I know. To be a Jew, your mother has to be a Jew. But
okay, well, there's your answer right there. Sarah Palin's also Jewish, too. That's well hidden, too. All presidents since Roosevelt have all been Jewish except Reagan. He's the only one who has not been. We've had Jewish presidents.
Yeah, but Kennedy was not. And let me ask you this, Mike. Even if that's true... now, I never heard that all of them have been Jewish except Reagan.
You're hearing it now, and John.
Yeah, but I mean, how would you? They're all Jewish.
Every single one of them. There are no exceptions to what I just said. None. They're all Jewish.
Yeah, but what are you basing that on, though?
You're basing on the fact that it's well hidden in the synagogue that the mother is born from a mother Jew.
Tell me about John McCain's mother. Do you know any facts about her?
Well, not a lot of facts. What do you know about George W. Bush?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but you know, when we go, see, sometimes when we go and start talking about some of these issues, we kind of distract people from the main issue, and they start actually not believing in us when we, I mean, you know, you just made a huge statement that the United States president had been Jewish, but you're not supporting it with anything.
Give me some information that's not well known. Go find out for yourself.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Mike. We'll go to Lark in Texas on line one. Lark. They have Lark, but I think it's probably Mark.
Yeah, this is Lark. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, Lark. Okay, so it is Lark, yes.
Okay, very good. The reason I call is because I want to point out that the entire justice system in this country has been privatized. And it was taken over really since about the early 90s, most importantly through the communist administration of FDR. But, you know, in the aftermath of the American War Between the States, in 1878, was a private trade association formed called the American Bar Association with clear ties to the city of London. And then in 1947, the National Lawyers Guild, which was also communist, also with clear ties to London, was formed. And so what we have today is we have a private justice system which is supported by private money, and therefore what we have is private law. When you have a private monopoly racket...
What do you mean by private law? Because, I mean, we elect our own judges, right?
No.
And then
May I explain?
Sure.
Okay. The reason it's private is because all of these laws, regulations, and codes and statutes are trademarked or patented. That's why they're private. The money that we call money is not money at all.
Yeah, but Mark, legislatures in each state and Congress have actually legislated these laws. And they debated these laws, and our laws are based on, you know, the old English law or whatever other laws, Napoleonic in some states. But, I mean, I'm just, you know, what do you mean by private? Because those were approved by the legislatures.
Yeah, but see, the government itself, the federal government in particular, became a private corporation with the Act of 1871. At least that was its iteration through the Industrial Age.
Well, that
is private.
I would go along with you. It's
a criminal protection racket.
Well,
100%, 100%, and I can prove it. By the way,
with the government being privatized, yes.
Yeah, I can promise you that what we have today is what we is a variant of socialism, which combines corporatism or fascism with communism, and this fraud upon the people called democracy. And it combines it with what we call gangsterism, which is racketeering and organized crime. And it's leading us into absolute slavery because, see, the communists, Hesham, do not believe that we have property rights. And when we speak of property rights, we have to begin with our human psychophysical being, our bodies, our minds, and our souls. And it extends to our absolute right to ownership of land and to stuff, even to our car, our homes. It's all a fraud. When somebody can come in and take your stuff and steal your labor with impunity, then what you have is a system of legalized slavery. And this is what socialism is, and this is what gangsterism is. And when you consider that these three words, socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery, it always accompanies three words. And those words are compliance, complacence, and complicity. So one way or another, if you throw your lot in with the mafiosi, you're going to become enslaved. If you're going to lay down with pigs, you're going to get dirty. And that's why I say the most indoctrinated people in our society and the most heavily damaged by this entire system are those people who are the so-called most affluent and best educated. Because these people are completely brainwashed.
Very good, Lark. We're going to have to move on. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Richard in Washington. Richard.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm going to piggyback on the last two callers. What you have to understand is what is the definition of government? It's mind control. Go back to the root words, govern and mens. That's mind control. The government is designed to control the people. That's the whole point of why it is set up. The one exception was the Founding Fathers set up a system that the government was supposed to limit itself. That's the only exception in all of history. And last week I pointed out that history started in the year zero when the Roman laws took over. The laws we have now are just a reflection of the Roman laws, and they've been in control since 2013 years, so nothing has changed, and we just keep repeating the things over and over again.
Well, Richard, I want to keep you with me. I want to bring Frank from Pennsylvania to see what he's got to say, and you can jump in too. Frank.
Oh, yes, Dr. Thrall. I heard quite a bit of conversation about what is money, and I was just curious to know, I know you've been to the Holy Land quite often. What type of money do the people of Palestine use?
They actually use, mainly it's the Israeli shekel. They also use the Jordanian dinar, and of course the dollar is also widely accepted as it is throughout the world.
And do they have any type of plans to create their own form of money?
Definitely they do. And once it becomes, they can't now because they're not a state yet, but there are plans to actually introduce the Palestinian pound as it was before. I mean, there was Palestinian pound before 1948, so they will just reintroduce the Palestinian pound.
Oh, very good. My last question, Doctor. Will it be a fiat currency or a value-based currency? That's my last question, Doctor.
I don't know.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thanks
my
a lot.
Thank you, sir.
It. Bye. Okay. Actually, Richard, I thought it was the other Frank, and I thought it would be interesting to hear him, to hear what he has to say.
Well, I can give some answers to the last caller's question.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You have to look back at everything repeats itself in a cycle since the year zero. So what happened when the sterling in Britain started to weaken? Okay, they had a time frame of chaos. The sterling lost its power as a reserve currency, and they brought on the dollar. So what's probably going to happen now is the same situation. The dollar's losing its power. It'll stop being a reserve currency at some point, and they'll probably bring on the yuan, and the yuan will be based, and that's why China is garnering all this gold, is it will be partially based on fixed assets, and we'll start the cycle all over again. That's what truly amazes me, is we keep doing this cycle over and over and over again, and each cycle we assume it's a whole new start in the system, but reality is just mind control. Gubernato mens, mind control by the people that run our slave ship.
Very good. Appreciate it, Richard. Thanks for the call. Well, we probably have time to, when we come back, have time to, actually, we did not talk about, I wanted to talk about Kerry and the peace negotiations. Maybe we'll have time in the next couple of minutes. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to spend the next couple of minutes, because we only have like about less than 4 minutes now to wrap up before the end of the show. John Kerry is in the Middle East, and he's been pressuring the Palestinians to forcing the Palestinians to accept negotiations with Israel. They call it peace negotiations, the two-state solution negotiations, etc. But the fact is, there is really nothing, absolutely nothing, that will force Israel or pressure Israel to go along with the two-state solution. Israel wants the whole thing. In 1993, when the Palestinians and the Israelis signed the Oslo Peace Agreement, it was supposed to have taken 5 years from 1993, so by 1998, it was supposed to be a Palestinian state. But also, Israel had in what is known now as the West Bank, which is the area along with Gaza, that is allocated to be the Palestinian state. When they signed the agreement, Israel had about, 20,000-30,000 illegal Israeli Jewish settlers in the West Bank. Now there are 650,000, and the Palestinians put a condition that they will go back to the negotiating table if Israel stops building these settlements on Palestinian land. But Israel has said that they will not stop building these settlements, but yeah, we will sit down and talk peace. The Palestinians and the Israelis been talking peace, but let me tell you something. When you have the upper hand in any negotiations, you dictate. You do not negotiate. And the Palestinians were actually forced, dragged into accepting these negotiations. I mean, they went in kicking and screaming, but apparently there will be some kind of negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis, which to me, I don't think it's going to bring any peace. It's not going to bring anything. It's not going to change the facts on the ground. I don't know what John Kerry is. I guess he just wants to put his name on the board that he had tried. And the thing is, with all of this, then the Palestinians, the media is going to find a way to blame the Palestinians of why negotiations did not work. Well, because if you have the upper hand and you are in control, well, guess what? You can only, the weaker link in this is the Palestinians. They're not going to get anything because there's no one there to pressure the Israelis to give up anything. And when we say give up, give back what they had taken. Anyway, I'm being asked that, we thought the Palestinians were given a statehood recently last year. Well, actually, they were not given a statehood. They were voted on in the United Nations General Assembly as a state. Now, they have to be voted on in the Security Council in order for them to be a state. Now, with the vote last year, all countries around the world treat the Palestinians as a state, but they cannot do some of the things that a full-fledged state will do, and that one, and issue money is one of them. Anyway, that's all we have for you this week. Like we always say, go do the right thing. We'll see you next Sunday, same place, same time.